Amazon.com Incorporated has been repeatedly accused of knocking off products it sells on its website and of exploiting its vast trove of internal data to promote its own merchandise at the expense of other sellers. The company has denied the accusations. But thousands of pages of internal Amazon documents examined by Reuters and including emails, strategy papers and business plans and show the company ran a systematic campaign of creating knockoffs and manipulating search results to boost its own product lines in India, one of the company and number 39's largest growth markets. The documents reveal how Amazon and number 39's private brands team in India secretly exploited internal data from Amazon.in to copy products sold by other companies, and then offered them on its platform. The employees also stoked sales of Amazon private brand products by rigging Amazon and number 39's search results so that the company and number 39's products would appear, as one 2016 strategy report for India put it, and quote, in the first two or three and help search results and quote, when customers were shopping on Amazon.in. Among the victims of the strategy, a popular shirt brand in India, John Miller, which is owned by a company whose chief executive is Kishore Biyani, known as the country and number 39's and quote, retail king. And quote, Amazon decided to and quote, follow the measurements of and quote, John Miller shirts down to the neck circumference and sleeve length, the document states. The internal documents also show that Amazon employees studied proprietary data about other brands on Amazon.in, including detailed information about customer returns. The aim, to identify and target goods, described as unquote, reference unquote, or unquote, benchmark unquote, products, and unquote, replicate unquote, them. As part of that effort, the 2016 internal report laid out Amazon and number 39's strategy for a brand the company originally created for the Indian market called unquote, Solima. Unquote, the Solima strategy, it said, was simple, and quote, use information from Amazon.in to develop products and then leverage the Amazon.in platform to market these products to our customers. Unquote. The Solima project in India has had international impact. Scores of Solima branded health and household products are now offered for sale on Amazon and number 39's US website, Amazon.com. The 2016 document further shows that Amazon employees working on the company and number 39's own products, known as private brands or private labels, plan to partner with the manufacturers of the products targeted for copying. That and number 39's because they learned that these manufacturers employ unquote, unique processes which impact the end quality of the product. Unquote. The document, entitled unquote, India Private Brands Program, unquote, states, unquote, it is difficult to develop this expertise across products and hence, to ensure that we are able to fully match quality with our reference product, we decided to only partner with the manufacturers of our reference product. Unquote, it termed such manufacturer expertise and quote, tribal knowledge. Unquote. This is the second in a series of stories based on internal Amazon documents that provide rare, unvarnished look, in the company and number 39's own words, into business practices that it has denied for years. Amazon has been accused before by employees who worked on private brand products of exploiting proprietary data from individual sellers to launch competing products and manipulating search results to increase sales of the company and number 39's own goods. In sworn testimony before the US Congress in 2020, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos explained that the e-commerce giant prohibits its employees from using the data on individual sellers to help its private label business. And, in 2019, another Amazon executive testified that the company does not use such data to create its own private label products or alter its search results to favor them. But the internal documents seen by Reuters show for the first time that, at least in India, manipulating search results to favor Amazon and number 39's own products, as well as copying other sellers and number 39 goods, were part of a formal, clandestine strategy at Amazon and that high-level executives were told about it. The documents show that two executives reviewed the India strategy and Andash, Senior Vice President Diego Piacentini, who has since left the company, and Russell Grandinetti, who currently runs Amazon and Number 39's international consumer business. In a written response to questions for this report, Amazon said, and quote, as Reuters has and Number 39, T shared the documents or their provenance with us, we are unable to confirm the veracity or otherwise of the information and claims as stated. We believe these claims are factually incorrect and unsubstantiated. And quote, the company did not elaborate. The statement also did not address questions from Reuters about the evidence in the documents that Amazon employees copied other companies and Number 39 products for its own brands. The company said the way it displays search results does and Number 39 favor private brand products. And quote, we display search results based on relevance to the customer and Number 39's search query, irrespective of whether such products have private brands offered by sellers or not, comma and quote, Amazon said. Amazon also said that it and quote, strictly prohibits the use or sharing of non-public, seller-specific data for the benefit of any seller, including sellers of private brands, comma and quote, and that it investigates reports of its employees violating that policy. Piacentini and Grandinetti did and Number 39, T respond to requests for comment. The unfiltered insight the documents offer into Amazon and Number 39's aggressive use of its market power could intensify the legal and regulatory pressure the company is facing in many countries. Amazon is under investigation in the United States, Europe and India for alleged anti-competitive practices that hurt other businesses. In India, the allegations include unfairly favoring its own branded merchandise. Amazon declined to comment on the investigations. Jonas Koponen, an antitrust attorney with Linklaters LLP in Brussels, said the Reuters findings on Amazon and Number 39's practices in India would likely interest the European Commission, which is probing whether the company has used non-public seller data to boost its own retail business. India has cooperation agreements with the United States and the European Commission to exchange information related to enforcement of antitrust laws. And quote, when any one competition authority is looking into aspects of one of these globally present organizations and Number 39 behavior, they will certainly be interested in understanding what evidence there is in other parts of the world and the extent to which that evidence relates to the practices that they themselves are investigating, comma and quote, Koponen said. The documents also support criticism of Amazon laid out by Lina Khan, the new chair of the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, or FTC. Khan published a paper in 2017 that argued that Amazon and Number 39's private brand business raised anti-competitive concerns. And quote, it is third-party sellers who bear the initial costs and uncertainties when introducing new products. By merely spotting them, Amazon gets to sell products only once their success has been tested, comma and quote, she wrote. And quote, the anti-competitive implications here seem clear. And quote. Amazon filed a petition in June with the FTC asking that Khan recuse herself from all matters related to the company because of and quote, her repeated proclamations that Amazon has violated the antitrust laws. And quote. Khan and the FTC did and Number 39, T respond to requests for comment. In the first article in this series, Reuters reported in February https://www.reuters.com/investigates/special-report/Amazon-Indian-operation that Amazon had for years given preferential treatment to a few big sellers on its Indian platform, and used those sellers to circumvent regulations designed to protect the country and Number 39's small retailers. That report triggered action by India and Number 39's main financial crime-fighting agency, which sought information and documents from Amazon. In addition, the nation and Number 39's antitrust watchdog submitted the story as an exhibit in a court battle with Amazon over its investigation into the company and Number 39's alleged anti-competitive practices. The court rejected Amazon and Number 39's request to halt the probe. And quote, "We are committed to extending cooperation to all authorities in India and are confident about our compliance," comma and quote, Amazon said in its statement to Reuters. Like many other retailers, Amazon views its own brands as a major driver of increased profitability. Private brand products often have higher profit margins than normal retail brands because production and marketing costs can be lower. An internal email sent by Amazon executive Grundy Nettie to a group of company executives in December 2018 stated, and quote, "We believe that over the next several years, private brands will be one of the most important growth and profitability drivers in the consumer business." And quote, Grundy Nettie added that company executives believed private brands and quote, can achieve 10% penetration and quote, of the company and number 39's consumer business worldwide over the next 5 years. Introducing Amazon and number 39's own brands was especially critical in India. The company began its e-commerce foray there in 2013, and soon recorded millions of dollars in losses, one internal document shows. To make the business and quote, sustainable in the long run, comma and quote, the 2016 private brands document notes, Amazon embarked on a strategy centered on introducing its existing private brands, such as Amazon Basics, and new ones tailored to India. The 2016 document stated a goal, offer Amazon and number 39's own goods in 20% to 40% of all product categories on Amazon.in within 2 years. Amazon would achieve profitability in its private brand business by and quote, only launching products that will provide more margin than comparable reference brand products. And quote. Amazon predicted private brand sales would reach nearly $600 million by 2020 in India, according to a 2017 internal business strategy document. And quote, we will be amongst the top three brands in each subcategory that we play in, comma and quote, the document stated. Whether it achieved that sales goal isn't and number 39, t clear, Amazon doesn't and number 39, t disclose its private brand sales in India. The company didn't and number 39, t comment on the strategic goals and other details from the documents reported in this article. An Amazon press release in 2018 revealed just how successful its private brand business was becoming in India. Celebrating and quote, record sales and quote, during an annual promotion, the release stated, and quote, Amazon brands saw its best performance ever with 11x jump over last great Indian festival. And quote. Today, Amazon.in lists thousands of Amazon branded offerings and dash, from garbage bags, bed sheets and soap to air conditioners and televisions. According to the website, many are best sellers. One key person involved in 2016 with Amazon and number 39's private brand business in India was Amit Nanda, who later became a country director of the program, according to his LinkedIn profile. He holds an MBA from the Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad, one of the nation and number 39's top business schools. Before joining Amazon in 2014, according to his LinkedIn profile, he worked at Citibank and the Indian arm of consumer goods giant Unilever. As Amazon was reviewing its private brand strategy in India in 2016, Amazon India employees had a meeting with Grundy Nettie. A longtime Amazon manager, at the time he was in charge of content for Kindle, the company and number 39's popular reading device. But Amazon had announced that he would soon lead its international consumer business, including India. During the meeting, Nanda was assigned various tasks, according to one Amazon document. Among them, the India private brands and quote, business should be large and profitable. Build for scale. And quote. Nanda declined to comment for this story. And number 39, Glance Views and number 39. With its population of 1.3 billion people and a growing middle class, India represents a huge and potentially lucrative market for Amazon. But it and number 39's also a country where foreign e-commerce players face a complex and protectionist regulatory regime. The country and number 39's brick and mortar retailers comprise an important political constituency for Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Concerned that predatory pricing could hurt these merchants, India prohibits foreign e-commerce players from selling most goods directly to consumers, as they do in many other countries. Amazon and other foreign companies are restricted to operating an online marketplace of third-party sellers, with no one vendor allowed to hold an advantage over another. As a result, Amazon sells most of its private brands through other vendors. In launching its private brand business, internal documents show how Amazon used its Indian website to gain a clear edge for its own products on the platform. The creation of its Solima brand offers a case study. According to the internal documents, the word Solima is derived from Solimão Tilta, S, the name for the upper stretches of the Amazon River in Brazil. With the Solima line, Amazon aimed to offer items that equaled or exceeded the quality of competing brands but were 10% to 15% cheaper, the 2016 private brands document shows. Amazon employees studied different product categories, and compared their overall market size with how well those segments were doing on Amazon.in. They then targeted categories such as home furnishings. Amazon found that furnishings was a $2 billion business in India, but its own website and number 39's 3-month sales in mid-2014 totaled about $1 million. In its analysis, Amazon used a metric called UNQUOT, glance views UNQUOT, that quantified which products were being viewed by customers on its website. Explaining why it zeroed in on glance views, the 2016 Amazon document noted that monitoring its India website traffic provides UNQUOT, an opportunity to influence interested customers who are actively considering UNQUOT, a purchase in a product category. Amazon has said some of the data its private brand teams use in launching products is public and UNDASH, such as the website and number 39's rankings of best-selling merchandise. This is how Amazon described the system to a U.S. congressional subcommittee last year, and quote, like anyone else at Amazon or in the general public, members of these teams can also visit Amazon and number 39's product detail pages to learn a product and number 39's bestseller ranking and read customer reviews and star ratings to assess whether a product is selling well in Amazon and number 39's store. And quote. But 7 current and former Indian sellers on Amazon.in told Reuters they can and number 39, access internal sales data of rival brands offered on the website. 4 of the sellers said they can access glance views, but only for their own products. Amazon has access to more data on sellers, including the number of product units shipped and details about customer returns, the 2016 document shows, giving it an advantage in market intelligence. Amazon and number 39's own use of the data to develop and promote its private brand products and quote, destroys the level playing field, comma and quote, said one current seller, who asked to remain anonymous. Amazon said in its statement that it and quote, does not give preferential treatment to any seller on its marketplace. And quote, the company also said it and quote, identifies selection gaps based on customer preferences at an aggregate level only and shares this information with all sellers. And quote. How to and number 39, replicate and number 39, products. Once Amazon and number 39's private brand employees had decided which categories to enter, they reviewed sales and customer review data on Amazon.in to identify and quote, reference and quote, or and quote, benchmark and quote, brands to and quote, replicate comma and quote, the 2016 private brand document showed. In the case of Solima, the 2016 document stated that to ensure the brand and number 39's goods meet and quote, customer requirements in terms of performance, we identify and replicate these reference products. And quote, Amazon had no comment on the Solima project. Amazon and number 39's strategy also called for manufacturers of its private brand products to use other companies and number 39 goods as models to develop samples for pre-production testing. Among the brands Amazon employees planned to and quote, benchmark comma and quote, the document states, were American Ones and UNDASH, and quote, Old Navy slash Gap and quote, men and number 39's shirts. The document does not indicate whether the employees followed through. Gap Incorporated, which owns the Old Navy and Gap brands, declined to comment. The rival products Amazon targeted also included other brands popular in India. For pots and pans, A&Quat, reference brand A&Quat, was Prestige, one of India and number 39's largest kitchen equipment companies. For men and number 39's shirts, the benchmarks included Peter England and Louis Philippe, both made in India by conglomerate Aditya Birla Group. Amazon also targeted John Players, a menswear brand then owned by Indian conglomerate ITC Limited. Chandru Kolro, managing director of TTK Prestige, which owns the Prestige brand in India, told Reuters, and quote, "We have no knowledge of us being A and number 39, reference brand and number 39, for Amazon and we don and number 39, t know what it means to be an Amazon reference brand." And quote. Aditya Birla Group declined to comment. ITC did not respond to a request for comment. In early 2016, Amazon private brand employees were internally noting the success of Zessentia, a clothing brand they had launched on Amazon.in in partnership with a seller. The seller owned the brand, Amazon designed the products. Sales of Zessentia men and number 39's business shirts were surging, and in the first quarter of 2016 had become that category and number 39's second most popular brand on the India site after the American brand Arrow, licensed to the Indian company Arvind Fashions. To create the Zessentia line, Amazon had used Louis Philippe as the benchmark brand, because it was unquote, premium and popular, comma, unquote, the 2016 document said. But something was amiss, about 1 in every 12 Zessentia shirts was being returned in the first quarter of 2016 for sizing issues. More than 350 were returned because customers complained they were too small. Amazon employees conducted a and quote, deep dive, comma, and quote, the 2016 document reports, by poring over a year and number 39's worth of data from Amazon.in, including customer complaints and return numbers for Zessentia, Arrow and seven other brands. They found that a brand of men and number 39's business shirts in India called John Miller had far outsold Zessentia shirts, despite carrying and quote, a similar and quote, average selling price. John Miller also had about half the rate of customer returns for and quote, quality issues. And quote. The upshot, and quote, our learning is that our customer is different from the Louis Philippe customer and Dosan and number 39, t prefer this fit, comma, and quote, the 2016 document stated. And quote, we concluded to follow the measurements of business shirt of John Miller for Zessentia because of wide acceptance with our customer base. And quote. So Amazon revised the fit of Zessentia shirts to copy John Miller and number 39's sizing, matching it down to the neck, shoulder, armhole, sleeve and waist dimensions. Amazon didn't and number 39, t reply to questions about its Zessentia project. Arvind Fashions declined to comment. John Miller is a brand owned by retail mogul Kishore Biyani. Amazon and Biyani later became business partners in India, but had a falling out. Amazon is now embroiled in a legal battle with Biyani over the proposed sale of his retail assets to Reliance, which is run by billionaire Mukesh Ambani, considered India and number 39's wealthiest man. Ambani and Amazon are fierce rivals, with the Indian magnate in recent years launching his own e-commerce business. A spokesperson for Biyani and number 39's Future Group said the company was unquote, shocked and surprised unquote, to learn that Amazon was using Indian brands to build its own. And quote, they are in a powerful position of being both an online marketplace operator and a seller and collector of data, comma, and quote, the spokesperson said in a statement to Reuters. And quote, this is leading to misuse of consumer and seller data, giving them the power to kill Indian entrepreneurs and their brands. And quote. After the launch of Zessentia, Amazon introduced a brand of US and European style clothes in India called Symbol. And quote, for every product line identified for launch, we will identify an optimal reference brand based on customer reviews and size of business, comma, and quote, state the plans for Symbol and another private brand. And quote, the replication of the and number 39, fit and number 39, of this reference brand will be a crucial step in our product development process. The symbol brand is still going strong. On October 11, 11th of the top 25 best-selling men and number 39, S formal shirts on Amazon.in carried the symbol brand name. And number 39, systematic campaign of copying and number 39. Amazon has been repeatedly accused in the United States of copying product designs. In 2018, home goods retailer Williams-Sonoma Incorporated filed a federal lawsuit against Amazon, accusing the e-commerce giant of copying its proprietary designs for chairs, lamps and other products for an Amazon private brand called Rivet. And quote, Amazon has engaged in a systematic campaign of copying, comma and quote, the lawsuit alleged. The exhibits filed in the case included pictures of similar-looking products from Amazon and the Williams-Sonoma brand. In court filings, Amazon denied the copying allegations. Last year, the two parties reached a confidential settlement. Both Didn and number 39, T comment about the case for this story. Joey Zwillinger, co-founder of Allbirds Incorporated, a San Francisco-based maker of sustainable footwear and apparel, told Reuters that around 2016 or 2017, Amazon began inviting his company to sell its goods on the e-commerce giant and number 39's platform. Allbirds said no. Then, in 2019, Amazon introduced a wool blend sneaker that closely resembled a popular Allbirds wool shoe and sold for much less. Zwillinger said the Amazon product used cheaper material but that the design was so similar, and quote, it and number 39, s hard to tell the difference in a silhouette. Dot and quote. Allbirds didn't and number 39, T sue. There are always subtle differences in designs, and copycat cases can be time-consuming, Zwillinger said. But he and Allbirds and number 39, other co-founder posted online a letter to Bezos, noting that the Amazon product was and quote, strikingly similar to our wool runner and quote, sneaker. Writing that Allbirds was and quote, flattered at the similarities, comma and quote, they offered to help Amazon use more sustainable materials in its product. Zwillinger told Reuters that they didn't and number 39, T receive a response. Amazon had no comment. In India, Amazon didn't and number 39, T just knock off products for itself. One of its employees suggested that another seller consider replicating a company and number 39's products. In 2020, Amazon India employee Aditi Singh advised Mohit Anand, who was then selling products on Amazon.in, on how he could succeed on the platform. She suggested that Anand and quote, replicate and quote, a furniture company and number 39's products, according to a recording of a phone call reviewed by Reuters. Noting that an Indian furniture brand called Deckup was selling well on Amazon.in, Singh suggested that if Anand were to and quote, replicate Deckup and number 39's range and quote, and charge lower prices, then the products and quote, will sell very well and quote, on Amazon.in. Anand told Reuters that he didn't and number 39, T take the advice. Uday Puluri, Deckup and number 39's founder and a former Amazon India employee, said that as long as the e-commerce giant was and quote, not sharing confidential data on us, I don't and number 39, T have a problem and help, this appears to be business guidance, a generic insight. Dot and quote. Singh referred a Reuters request for comment to Amazon and number 39's public relations team. The company didn't and number 39, T comment. And number 39, search seeding and number 39, and number 39, sparkles and number 39. How high products rank when customers search the Amazon website is critical to online sellers and number 39, success. An internal document in 2017 noted that more than half of users and number 39, clicks on search results are for the products listed in the top 8. Amazon has said its search algorithms Don and number 39, T favor its private brand products. Asked during the 2019 congressional hearing whether Amazon alters algorithms to direct consumers to its own goods, Associate General Counsel Nate Sutton replied, and quote, The algorithms are optimized to predict what customers want to buy regardless of the seller. And what? Yet the internal Amazon documents show that in India, Amazon manipulated search results to favor its own products. The company used a technique called UNQUOT, search seeding UNQUOT, to boost the rankings of its Amazon Basics and Solimar brand goods, according to the 2016 private brand report. Referring to Amazon and number 39, S product codes and dash, known as ASINs, or Amazon Standard Identification Numbers and dash, the report stated, and quote, "We used search seeding for newly launched ASINs to ensure that they feature in the first two or three ASINs in search results." And quote. The document also referred to another technique that gave Amazon an edge, and quote, "Search sparkles." And quote. And quote, "We have aggressively used search sparkles on PC, mobile and app to specifically promote Solimar products on relevant customer searches from and number 39, all product search and number 39, and category search, comma and quote," the 2016 private brand report said. According to one current and two former Amazon employees, search seeding and search sparkles are digital techniques the company has used to direct customers to certain products. Two of the sources said Amazon has used seeding to alter search rankings to boost products, such as new ones, whose sales are so low that their and number 39, S insufficient data for the company and number 39, S technology to rank them. Sparkles are banners that Amazon has planted above search results to direct customers to certain products the company wants to promote. While such tools have legitimate uses to assist online shoppers find certain hot new products, using search seeding to boost the rankings of Amazon and number 39's own products hurts rival merchants and number 39's sales on the platform, one of the former employees said. Search seeding and sparkles were both used to promote Amazon Basics products on the company and number 39's India platform, the 2016 document reveals. Within months of the launch of Amazon Basics in India in 2015, four of its products were unquote, number one bestsellers in their category week after week, comma and quote, the 2016 document said. It added that unquote, promos unquote, were placed on unquote, detail pages of competitor products to direct traffic to Amazon Basics brands products. Unquote. Piyush Tulshan, a New Delhi retailer of computer accessories, told Reuters he used to earn about $1,500 a month selling mouse pads on Amazon. In made by Logitech International, which is headquartered in Switzerland. Then, about 2 years ago, he said he started noticing that his sales were dropping. He said he discovered that customers who viewed details about the Logitech mouse pad he was selling for $21 were shown an advertisement for an Amazon Basics pad that was about 60% cheaper. The Logitech product also began appearing much lower in search results, he said. And quote, it and number 39's very frustrating, comma and quote, said Tulshan, who is 36. And quote, they are mistreating sellers. And quote, he said he stopped selling the Logitech mouse pad on Amazon.in and was stuck with 150 unsold ones. Amazon had no comment. Logitech declined to comment. Controversy over the business practices of foreign e-commerce companies in India has heated up in recent months. In June, the government proposed draft regulations that threaten to impose further restrictions on Amazon and other e-commerce companies, including local players, after receiving complaints by consumers and traders of unfair business practices. The proposed rules could restrict Amazon and others from selling their own private brand products in India. Later that month, India and number 39's commerce minister accused large e-commerce companies of flouting local laws and said he had observed and quote, a little bit of arrogance, comma and quote, particularly by American ones. The other big platform in India is Flipkart, owned by American retail giant Walmart Incorporated. Flipkart did and number 39, T comment. In early July, Amazon announced it would introduce to India a program it already offers businesses elsewhere. Called the and quote, Intellectual Property Accelerator and quote, program, it gives certain sellers on Amazon.in access to services provided by intellectual property experts and law firms. One aim, Amazon said, is to help sellers and protect their brands. And